Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode of OTRWesterns.com is brought to you by you. Yes, you. OTRWesterns.com is supported by its listeners, bringing you digitally remastered and restored Old Time Radio Westerns from an era that is now gone. It takes a lot to keep this show coming to you, and we hope you agree that the results are definitely worth the cost. Please support the cause by visiting OTRWesterns.com/donate and signing up for reoccurring support. Together, we can keep the Westerns alive. Now let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Lone Ranger. Original air date is May 26, 1943, and the title is Cold Water Bridge. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations, and nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! There's danger on the trail ahead! I'll Silver! Boy!
John Conway had the contract to construct a new bridge across Coldwater Canyon. When completed, it would shorten by 50 miles the distance from Mud Flat to Rock River. Unfortunately, John Conway had broken his leg before the job was finished. And that was the reason Jim Kirk, his foreman, was running the job.
Jim Kirk!
All right, Sam, stop yelling your head off. What do you want?
There's a fellow wants to see you, Kirk.
Yeah, who is it?
I don't know.
Where is he?
In the shack back there.
Do you ask for me by name?
No, just says he wants to talk to the head man. That's you, ain't it, since Conway broke his leg?
All right, get back in the job.
Kirk.
Well?
I think this gent's name is Hine. That's the hombre we're working with, ain't it?
Shut up and get back to work.
Sure, sure. Only thing is, I was just figuring...
All you have to do, Sam, is less figuring and more working.
Hello, Kirk.
It's pretty dangerous for you to come up here, Hind. Conway saw you'd smell something.
I'm here because I have to be.
What's wrong?
Maybe you'd better answer that question.
What are you talking about?
As if you didn't know. This bridge job is going ahead right on schedule.
Sure it is. So far.
We made a bargain, Kirk. You accepted my money. And I expect the work to be stalled.
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Hind. I'm doing everything I promised.
It doesn't look that way to me.
Didn't I get Conway off my neck? He still thinks his busted leg was an accident.
Well, but the work here, it's going right along at the same rate, with you in charge.
That's the point you're overlooking, Hind. I am in charge. I promised that the Conway Construction Company would forfeit this contract, didn't I? We will.
Be sure you do. I've got an investment in you, Kirk. I'm counting on getting this contract. Understand?
Sure.
I don't like to be double-crossed.
Don't worry about it. I've got everything worked out. I've got to be careful, don't I? I've got to make it look accidental.
All right. But don't forget what I've told you. You're an investment, and I watch my investments. What's that? What's going on out there?
Maybe I'm just keeping my promise, Mr. Hines. Maybe there's been another accident.
Here, what's the matter? What's this all about? Well, don't all try to talk at once. You, Sam, what's wrong?
Well, it's poor old Timmons, Mr. Kirk. He's been hurt. Hurt bad.
Timmons? What happened to him?
Supports on the bridge gave way. He was right underneath when they caved.
Timmons, I warned him about that. I warned all of you. He should have stayed off Munder. We got better supports in.
Well, that's what me and Jake tried to tell him, but he wouldn't listen. You know, Timmons always was a stubborn cuss.
Well, it's a shame, but I can't be every place at once around here.
And the job, boys. Well, that bridge is a mess. Afraid we're going to be set back at least a couple of weeks.
A couple of weeks? We can't be. We won't finish the job on time.
Well, what an unfortunate accident.
And the rest of you are just as careless as Timmons. Why do I have to be cursed with a bunch of wall-eyed hombres like this? Now get out of here, all of you. Go back to work. Sam, pass Timmons up to your can and go on with the job.
Sure, boss.
Oh, Sam, wait a minute. I want to talk to you. Close that door.
Yeah.
I just wanted to find out. I mean, did you and Jake have to help the bridge cave in?
Well...
What about Timmons? Will he suspect anything?
Boss, Timmons won't ever suspect nothing.
Done for?
Complete.
Too bad. That's all, Sam.
Sure, boss.
You see, Mr. Hine, construction work is dangerous. You never can tell when an accident's going to happen.
Yes, I see what you mean. I'm sorry I had any doubts about you, Kirk. You're doing a good job.
Glad you realize it. I'm going to report this accident to John Conway. I don't think you'd better stick around here too long. I can count on Sam and Jake, but not on the rest of the gang. Understand?
Yeah, perfectly.
You see, as long as you're hanging around...
Don't worry. I won't need to come again until I come to take over where Conway leaves off. Go on, Kirk. Break the news to Conway. I wish I could be there and see how he takes it.
And that's how it happened, Mr. Conway. The crash killed Timmons.
I'm sorry to hear it. Real sad.
What's more, I'm afraid we're set back so far now, we won't ever finish the job on time.
What's that?
Well, we can't...
Can't? What do you mean, can't? There ain't no such word. Get more men. Get hundreds more if you need them. We've got to finish that bridge on time.
Well, it's easier said than done, Mr. Conway. I just...
Time for your medicine, Pa.
It is not. Besides, how can I lie here and take medicine when the... Excuse me. You know my daughter Jane, don't you, Kirk?
Why, sure. How are you, Miss Conway?
Very well, thank you. Come on, Pa, here's the medicine.
Well, what the thunderation has medicine got to do with a broken leg? I won't take it.
Yes, you will. It's a tonic. Doctor's orders. Here.
Kirk, you've got to get more men, understand?
Oh, I'm sure Mr. Kirk has been trying to get more help.
I sure have, Mr. Conway, but it ain't easy. I thought maybe Mr. Fuller understood about your breaking your leg and the accident today. Well, he might give us a little more time.
Don't talk crazy. Fuller don't give three hoots of a horn toad about our troubles. He wants the job finished on time. If only I wasn't tied down here like a... Jane, how long have I got to stay here?
Long enough to learn a little patience. You better be quiet or you'll break it all over again.
Kirk, what made that bridge give way?
I told you it wasn't right in the first place. Chipper and Massey put in the supports. fired them when I saw what a bad job they'd done.
But you left the supports in?
Oh, we've been working so fast, I didn't have a chance to change them. Warned all the men, though. Sam and Jake will tell you.
Never mind that. Tell me, you think that skinny buzzard hind might have hired Jip and Massey to put in those bad supports?
No.
I wouldn't put it past a sidewinder. He'd give his eye teeth to see me forfeit this contract so he could get it. It'll mean a heap of railroad bridge building in the future.
Yeah, that's right.
Gee, I just remembered something. I may have some more men to help you. We might beat Hind yet.
More men? Why, where'll they come from?
I ain't saying. You just get back to work and do the best you can.
Yeah, but even if you get more men, they might not be what we want.
They'll be what we want, all right, if we get them. Now get back to the job, Kirk, and do the best you can.
Sure, Mr. Conway. I'll do my best. You know that.
I'm counting on you.
Goodbye, boss. Goodbye, Miss Conway.
Goodbye.
Jim Kirk's a good man. Hard worker. Wish I had about 50 more just like him.
It's a good thing you haven't.
What's that?
I don't like him, Pa. I never have liked him.
Why, Jean, what's the matter with Jim Kirk?
I don't know. I just don't trust him, that's all. It's hard to explain.
Oh, shucks, you're too finicky.
Pa, what did you mean when you told Kirk that you might be able to get more men for the job?
Remember that engine and the kid who came to see me a couple of days ago?
Yes.
That's the way I'll get more men.
Now, Pa, maybe your leg being broken...
Think I'm loco, don't you?
No,
that
but...
engine was Tonto. The kid's name is Dan Reed.
How can an Indian and a half-grown boy help to build a bridge?
They can't. But they've got a friend who's coming to see me. You just wait and see.
It was less than an hour later that the Lone Ranger, Tonto, and Dan Reed reined up their horses on a trail not far from John Conway. The Lone Ranger had removed his mask and disguised himself to resemble an ordinary cowboy.
You and Dan make camp here, Tonto, and wait for me.
Does Mr. Conway know that we've been over there where they're building the bridge?
No, Dan. And I'm sure there are several other things Mr. Conway doesn't know.
Well, then how are we going to help
him? That remains to be seen. Come on, Silver. Conway.
Yes, that's right. And who are you, stranger?
I have some information which may be of help to you.
Yes? Well, I've been expecting somebody, but I guess you are not him.
Oh, is that right? Who are you expecting?
Fellow that wears a mask, the Lone Ranger. Ever hear him?
Yes, I think I have.
So this is where you came in.
Say, what is this, Kirk?
You know where this hombre is, Mr. Conway?
No, I don't. He just came
well,
in.
Well, I'll tell you. Been hanging around the job all morning, sticking his nose into everything and asking questions.
Yes? What for?
That's what I'd like to know.
Maybe it was because I wonder whether the accident that killed Timmons this morning was really an accident.
What else could it have been?
It might have been murder.
Murder? Why, I
it
don't...
It occurred to me that those weak supports that caused the cave-in might have been put there on purpose.
Listen, stranger. We don't allow any upstart cowhands to hang around any Conway construction job.
I can understand why you don't.
Why, you...
Watch out!
I'm waiting, Kirk.
And here's what you're waiting for.
Pa!
Hey, let him alone, Jane. That young fella can take care of himself.
No, you won't!
Say, I don't know who you are, stranger, but that's the first time Jim Kirk's ever been knocked off his feet.
I'm gonna get out of here now. But I'm coming back. Don't you forget it.
Never saw such punching in my life. Now, stranger, inasmuch as this is my house that you walked into, maybe you'll tell me who you are.
There's time enough for that later, Mr. Conway. Right now, I'm going to ride into town. Mr. Kirk may try to stop me. I don't like to be stopped.
Adios.
Well, Jane, what do you make of that?
Why, it's the most amazing thing I've ever seen. Who is that man?
Darned if I know. He packs a mean punch, all right, but I wish he'd have been the Lone Ranger.
I'll do that! Go away!
falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments.
Now to continue our story. When Jim Kirk left the Conway house after being floored by the Lone Ranger, he hurried to where the bridge was being built and sought out his partners.
Sure, I'm out of breath. I came here on a run.
But boss, the cut on your chin.
Never mind that. Where's Jipper and Massey?
Well, I heard they got to drinking in town, landed in jail.
Aye, the fools. Remember seeing a tall, lean cowpuncher nosing around here this morning?
Tall, lean? No, can't say that I do.
Well, he was here. If he knows Jipper and Massey are in jail, he might talk to him.
Why?
To find out about the bridge and those accidents.
I can't see.
You can't see anything. Now listen. This hombre I'm talking about is tall. He wears a black shirt and a white Stetson. He's heading for town right now. Somewhere on the trail from Conway's house. Get out there and stop him.
Stop him? You mean, permanent?
You know what to do. Get going.
What are you going to do?
Ride into town and see the sheriff.
Evening, Sheriff.
Well, if it ain't Jim Kirk, what are you doing town this time of day?
I couldn't get away from the bridge job late afternoon. I hoped you'd still be on the job.
What's on your mind, Kirk? Ain't no trouble, are you?
Heard there was a stranger in town.
Stranger?
Kind of a tall, gangling galoot. Where's the white hat?
Can't say I know any stranger who looks like that.
Haven't seen him, huh? Well, that ain't the main reason I dropped in to see you.
No?
You've got a couple of friends of mine locked up here in a calaboose. I'd like to help them.
You mean Jipper and Massey?
Yeah. Ain't got anything special against them, have you, Sheriff?
No, nothing special. Drinking, that's all.
Oh, shucks, you know how boys are when they go on a little spree. No reason for keeping them in jail overnight, is there?
No, now that you mention it, I guess there ain't.
If there's a fine or anything like that, I'll pay it for them.
Yeah, that's right. Decent of you, Kirk. There's no fine.
Then you'll let them out?
Don't see why not.
Good. But don't let on that I ask you to do it. Wait till I'm gone before you turn them loose.
Modest gent, ain't you?
Oh, just want to help the boys, that's all.
Sure. I know.
Thanks a lot, Sheriff. Oh, I say, there's one more thing.
Yeah?
You better warn those fellas. We made a couple of bad friends when they were drinking. Might lead to shooting.
Shooting,
huh? Oh, I don't say that it could happen, but might be a good idea for you to warn them to put a lot of land between here and where they're going before morning.
All right, Kirk. When I let the boys out of jail, I'll tell them.
Good. Well, see you later, Sheriff.
Yeah. So long, Kirk.
So long.
Mealy-mouthed, double-crossing polecat. Lone Ranger's right. You can't talk to that man without hating him. Guess I'd better open that back door now. He's gone.
Good.
The rest of those gents in there with you hear everything he said?
I think so. You heard it all, didn't you, Mr. Fuller?
I heard what Kirk said. Didn't seem to imply very much.
You'll understand it all before the night's over.
I'm not so sure this is legal. I've seen some high-handed things here in the West. But the way you, whoever you are, and the sheriff made me stay in here with Mr. Fuller...
It was necessary, Mr. Hine.
I'm warning you, Sheriff, you can't get away with this. The idea. A peaceful contractor being dragged here against his will. Locked up for a couple of hours.
Why did you bring us here? Do you mind telling me?
Not at all, Mr. Fuller. You see, Jim Kirk didn't think we were the ones here in the jail room. He thought it was a couple of men he fired from the job a few days ago. Their names were Jipper and Massey. Well, as you probably know, there was an accident. Jipper and Massey are the men believed to put in weak supports. And they were supposed to have been fired.
Ah, this is ridiculous. I'm going home. I'm going home, I say.
You ain't going nowhere, Hind, as long as this gent is talking.
Now, just a minute. I demand...
Sit down.
Well, I still don't understand.
When the accident happened, it was convenient for Kirk to put the blame on these two men I told you about.
Where are those men?
I don't know, Mr. Fuller. I sent a report up to the building crew that Jipper and Massey might be in jail for being drunk last night. Evidently, Kirk believed that's what happened.
Why did he?
Naturally, he's anxious to keep those men from talking.
Did he try to keep you away from them?
Oh, yes, he tried, but he wasn't successful.
Sheriff, why do you allow this stranger to come in here?
I'm not allowing him. I'm helping him.
These men, where are they now?
Well, they're in good hands. In fact, I wouldn't be surprised if they were on their way to Mr. Conway's house right now.
Good evening. I'd like to see Mr. Conway.
Oh, I don't know whether...
Who is it, Jim?
A young boy. I think it's the same one who was here yesterday.
That's right. I'm Dan Reed.
It must be Dan Reed. Bring him in.
Is anyone with you?
Oh, they'll wait.
Then come on. Pause in the next room.
How are you, Dan, my boy?
Oh, just fine, Mr. Conway. Hope your leg's better.
Oh, leg's all right. Busting it would be so bad if I didn't have to lay here flat in my back. Jim, did you give the Lone Ranger my message?
Oh, sure. I told him.
Then why ain't he showed up? That cold water bridge of mine's in an awful mess. Caved in this morning. Killed one of the men.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
I'll lose the contract, too, if I can't finish it on time. That's why I wanted to see the Lone Ranger. Maybe he could have figured some way out.
Yeah, I know.
Well, if you told him, why didn't he come?
Oh, he'll be here.
When?
Tonight.
Tonight? Are you sure?
Positive.
Oh, I'm mighty glad to hear it. Maybe there's still time to save that bridge job. He could help Jim Kirk round up some more men.
You forget, Pa. After what happened today, maybe Jim Kirk isn't working for you anymore.
Oh, say, that's right. I clean forgot about that.
Dan?
Yes, sir?
Do you know a tall, rather nice-looking man? He wears a white Stetson hat.
And packs a mighty mean punch with his left hand.
I might know him. What's his name?
He didn't say. He was here today. Had a little argument with Jim Kirk, my foreman. Near as I can figure out, he's been hanging around the bridge job. That made you mad.
Yeah. Well, lots of men wear white Stetson hats.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it don't make any difference anyway. The man I want to see is the Lone Ranger.
Well, I'm sure he'll be here. In the meantime, Mr. Conway, Tonto and I'd like your permission to feed and water our horses down at your corral.
Sure. Use anything around the place that you've a mind to. And Janie will fix some grub for you and Tonto.
Of course. I'll be glad to.
Thank you. It's very kind. Maybe a little later. Right now, we better take care of the horses.
Sure. And as soon as you're finished, come back in the house. I'd like to ask a few more questions.
Yes, sir.
He seems like a very nice boy.
Smart as a whip. The only thing that worries me is why the Lone Ranger didn't show up.
Sheriff, I demand that you let me leave here.
Just one more thing, Mr. Hine.
Well?
You heard Jim Kirk tell the sheriff that there might be someone gunning for Gipper and Massey when they leave this jail.
Well, that's no concern of mine.
I think it is. If Kirk is the man responsible for wrecking that bridge, and he's afraid Gipper and Massey will talk, he's waiting for them outside right now. Waiting with a gun.
You may be right.
It's dark outside. The first two men to leave here might be mistaken for Gipper and Massey. Don't you think so, Mr. Hine?
Well,
of course Kirk wouldn't have wrecked the job unless there was a reason. Probably money. The only person who would be willing to pay for a job like that would be someone who could profit if Mr. Conway lost the contract.
Why tell me all these things?
Oh, no particular reason. You can leave now if you want to. I'll even walk out with you. Come on.
Wait. You said Kirk might be out there with a gun.
That's true. He might be. Come on.
Let go my arm. I won't leave here.
I thought you wanted to leave.
I did, but I...
You're gonna leave. Now get moving.
Dark out there, Mr. Hind. Kirk wouldn't know who it was.
Wait. You can't make me. It's murder.
That's what happened to Timmons.
You admit bribing Jim Kirk?
No, no.
Then come on. We'll walk out the door.
No. All right, I admit it. Heaven help me, I admit it. I hired him. But please don't let him shoot me.
Don't worry, Hind. You'll be safe. Right in this jail.
I wanted you to understand the whole thing, Mr. Fuller. I thought that under these conditions, you might give Mr. Conway an extension on his contract.
Why, of course I will.
Good. There's one more thing.
Wait. Where are you going?
Outside. Coming for you, Kirk. I just confessed. I'm coming after you.
Well, he'll be shot.
Maybe.
You're yellow, Kirk. Why don't you shoot?
I will!
Did he get him?
I can't see which one was shot.
Come on, get in there. Get up here. Come on.
He has a slight flesh wound. You'll keep him here with Mr. Hine, won't you, Sheriff?
I'll handle both of them.
Good. I'll send Tonto back with Sam and Jake, the men who tried to stop me on the trail. Now, Mr. Fuller, would you like to ride out to Conway's house with me?
I'd be glad to.
Now then, come on. Adios, Sheriff.
Goodbye. And good luck.
Why, Mr. Fuller.
I want to see your father, Jane.
Well, come right in.
Fuller, what are you doing here?
I came out to give you an unlimited extension on the Coldwater Bridge contract.
Extension? You mean that you...
All the time you want. Until your broken leg is healed and you can take charge of the job yourself.
Well, that's mighty decent of you, Mr. Fuller. Jim Kirk's out trying to wrestle some more men.
Jim Kirk's in jail.
What?
He was responsible for the cave-in that killed one of your workmen. He was hired by Hine.
You mean Kirk and Hine?
That's exactly what I mean. I didn't know it myself until tonight.
Well, I'll be a goofy's uncle.
Doesn't surprise me. I've always been suspicious of Jim Kirk.
How'd you find this out, Mr. Fuller?
Oh, I didn't do it. The whole thing was proved to me by the sheriff and a tall, lean-looking cowboy who seemed to know what he was doing.
Jane, that must have been the same fellow who was here today.
It sounds like him.
Who is the man? I don't even know his name.
Well, neither do I.
Well, whoever he is, he's certainly done you and me a great service.
Isn't it wonderful, Pa?
Luckiest day of my life. Only one thing I can't figure out.
What's that?
This fella doing all this and the Lone Ranger never showed up.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. And send the show an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.